Shalom Avrocha, welcome everyone, Be'ez Hashem. We continue with the Tehillim Life Lesson, Shir number 19, Mizmor Ches, L'natzeach al Agitis Mizmor L'David. David HaMelech here in Perek Ches, chapter 8, takes a new direction. Until now, David HaMelech is praising Hashem for saving him from Avshalom, from the Plishtim, his dealings with Shaul HaMelech. Now, David HaMelech is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's praising Hashem. And he says to people, says to us, he says, you want to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Look at the beautiful creation he created. The Navi says, lift up your eyes and see mi vara eila, who created this? Who created this beautiful world? David HaMelech over here is attacking the Apikorsim, the non-believers, and the fact that Hashem is the one who created the world. Hashem Adoineinu, Pasuk Beis, Mo'adir Shimcha B'chol Aretz. The Malachim said, this world is so great. Stay up here with us. Don't give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. However, David HaMelech tells us, you want to see Hashem's greatness? Look at the Bria. As soon as a baby is born, and even in the womb, how a baby survives, that's already how you can see the greatness of creation. And Hashem is the creator of all this creation. As soon as the baby is born, Hashem provides the food for the baby from the mother. Ki era shemecha amasei es v'isecha yareich v'choychav me'asher kenant. And Pasuk Dalet. David HaMelech is saying, the vastness of space, of the stars, the moon, yareich v'choychav me'asher kenant, that you established. What is man? Ma enosh. Enosh is a form of man. It's not Adam, it's not Ish, it's a low form of man. Mo enosh ki sizkireno ven Adam ki sifkideno. Look at the greatness of the sun, of the moon, of everything. What is mankind? He's so small. However, that's a mistake. That is a mistake, says David HaMelech. A person should not think that. Vatachsereyu ma'at melekim. And this word melekim is really, if you look at the Targum on the Pasuk, it's not a Lashon of Kodesh, it's rather reference to the Malachim. You created mankind just a little below Malachim, just a little below Malachim, below the angels. You gave man the ability to rule over everything down here. Tzipor Shemayim with the Geayom. Hashem Adoineinu Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. And David HaMelech concludes, similar to the way he began, of Hashem Adoineinu Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. And Mefarshim explain, based on the Gemara in Brachas, that when David HaMelech concludes the same way he began, because this is very Chaviv, this Perek, this Kapitul is very dear to David HaMelech. Let's now understand this a little deeper. Let's turn to the Rambam in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTaira. The Rambam tells us in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, how do you come to love Hashem? So there are two ways to come to love Hashem. We say in the Pasuk, V'ahavta eis Hashem l'kecha. You have to love Hashem. How do you love Hashem? One way is through Limud HaTaira. You learn Taira, you come to love Hashem. And it's not exclusive. The Rambam is talking now about another approach that comes to bring a person to love Hashem. Veheich hi haderech l'avosoi v'yerosoi. What is the way to come to love Hashem and to fear Hashem? Says the Rambam, b'shor shi'izboinin ha'odam v'maisov ubruov ha'nifloim ha'gedoilim. When a person contemplates and understands the greatness, the depths of Hashem's creation, v'yirem mehen chachmosoi she'im la'erich v'leiketz. And a person starts to see, look at this creation, look at this Bria. It's unfathomable, the Chochmah, the wisdom that Hashem imbued into every single thing He created. What's going to happen after that? Miyad, immediately, Hu oyhev, mishabeyach, umfire, umisavet, taiva gedoyla, leida Hashem agod. When the person contemplates Hashem's creation, he builds inside of him this burning desire, this love for his creator. Just take one little example. You have the moon and the ocean, the tides, the gravity pull between these two together. Up there, out in space, you have the moon. Down here on Earth, you have the ocean. And we know that the moon and its pull with the waters are connected. How does this work? This is just one little example. The examples are endless. We'd never finish the shiur if we discuss everything. As we say in Nishmas and Shabbos Davening. The Rambam continues, K'moy Shomar David, Tzoma nafshi l'elokim l'kelchoy. Tzoma nafshi l'elokim. I yearn, I'm thirsty, l'elokim, for Hashem, l'kelchoy, for the living God. U'chshemechashe b'dvorem ha'elu, atzmon, miyad hu nirsa l'achayro, v'yifached v'yivoda, shuhu b'riyo k'tano, shfeilo ha'feilo ha'medes b'das kalo. And he continues, when the person contemplates these things, when the person contemplates the creation, the beauty of the world, you take a look at the caterpillar and then the butterfly, how it emerges. It's unbelievable, the whole process. When the person understands this, he's going to be humbled. He's going to realize, I have a purpose here. I have a creator. There is a master to this universe. It's not Hefkervelt. Hashem is in charge. Continues and brings our psukim now. When you see the heavens, the work of his fingers, of Hashem's fingers, what is man? He's so small. Then the Ram continues that through understanding this person, now we can understand how the beginning of the creation of the world. Then the Ram continues his approach, which is not for now, for us. The Rambam is telling us, you want to see Hashem? Look at his Bria, look at his creation. And David HaMelech starts right away in Pasuk Gimel. Mipi'odlu miyoinkim yisadet ha'oiz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the baby inside the mother's womb. And as soon as the baby is born, he fashions food for the mother to take care of and feed this little infant. That's how he starts off. Mipi idolim from the mouths of idolim v'yoinkim, those who are nursing, yisadet ha'oiz. You see Hashem's creation. And then he goes out to the stars and the moon. And he doesn't discuss the sun because the sun you can't look at. But we all know that if the sun would be too close, we wouldn't be able to survive. If the sun be too far, we would freeze. But you could look at the stars. You could look at the moon. You don't want to stare at the moon, but you could look at the moon. Staring at the moon could cause a person to forget his learning. That's for another time. You see the greatness of this creation. Person is overwhelmed, like we said in the Rambam. Ma'enosh, what is mankind? He's so small. However, David Melech says, don't make that mistake. Don't make that mistake, because really, tam shileyu b'masei yadecho kol shato sachas raglot. Soinil va'alofim kulam. Rather, a mankind is in charge of all of the bakar, of all of the cattle. Tzipor shemayim v'dgayayom. Oiver orchus yamim. Everything that's in the ocean, everything that flies in the sky. Hashem empowered man to be in charge of everything. Rav Chaim Volozhin or Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Aleph, Perek Dalet, says as follows. V'zoyz Torah Sa'odom. Kol Ish Yisrael, Al Yoymar B'Liboy Chas HaShom. Person should never say, Ki Ma Ani, what am I? I'm so small. I can't accomplish anything. We have tremendous nisyonis in this generation. The challenges that people feel, a lack of self-value, self-worth. Rav Chaim Volozhin is addressing this right now. And he says that's incorrect. Omnom yovin v'yeda v'yikva machshavas liba. A person has to understand and know. Shekol protei maisov v'diburo v'machshavosov. Kol eis v'rega. Every thought, every word he says, And every single moment is never lost. Every person's actions, every single person's actions are so precious to Hashem. They accomplish so much. Every single thing a person does, it goes up to Shemayim. It goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It affects the worlds. It affects the universe. So who's really in charge of everything? It's Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Sus v'rochvoy Rama v'yom. Sus v'rochvoy. We say in Oz Yashir, the horse and his chariot, Rama v'yom, were thrown into the sea. The Nefesh HaChaim brings a medrash. Who's in charge of who? Is the horse in charge of the chariot? The chariot meaning the man directing? Or is it the man in charge of the horse? It's the man. It's the one who's riding in the chariot who's in charge of the horse. So the pasuk shouldn't say sus v'rachvay, say rachvay the sus. Rama v'yom. This is the question that Rav Chaim V'lajna brings from the Medrash. And he explains the pasuk is 100% correct. Because the sus, and he explains how, it's not for now, is a reference to Klal Yisrael. And the sus, the horse, was in charge. We, through our actions, our mitzvahs, or Rachmanu Litzlan, our lack of mitzvahs, affect the whole entire universe, affect the sun and the tides, like we discussed earlier, affect the ocean, affect everything, the whole entire planet. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this Briya, and that's what David HaMelech is telling us here, in this kapitel, Mizmor Ches. Rav Chaim V'lajna's Rebbe, the Gra, explains as follows. There's a Shemayim and there's Aretz. There's the heavens and there's the earth. You have Torah and you have mitzvahs. The Torah is likened to the Shemayim, to the heavens, and the Aretz, the earth, the land, is likened to the mitzvahs. A person's seichel, his intellect, is connected to Torah. That's the highest madrega. The seichel, the pure seichel, is connected to Shemayim. The mitzvah is the guf of the Adam, his body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu imbued in Klal Yisrael the ability to connect Shemayim v'aretz. That when the person does a mitzvah, he's bringing down Shemayim v'aretz and he's putting into the action. He's putting it together. Just like we have in these parashiyos that we're learning now. Truma, Tetzaveh, V'yakob, V'kudei. Basuli mikdash v'shachanti v'soichem. Make for me a mikdash, and I can dwell inside of them. And grammatically, we all know, the Mefarshim ask, it should be inside of it. And there's only one mishkan. What's inside of them? Basuli mikdash v'shachanti v'soichem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to dwell inside of each and every one of you. Make yourself a replica of the mishkan, so that I can rest inside of you. With this Vilna Goyin, we could come now back to Rav Chaim V'lajna's words. V'zoyis Torah Sa'odam, everyone has to understand, Kol Ish Yisrael, every single person, how chashev they are, every single person has the ability to affect the whole entire universe. And that's what David HaMelech is telling us over here. It's an amazing world. We can't begin to understand how great it is. Everything out there in the heavens, everything out there in the sky is the moon, the sun, the stars. Down here, you go to the aquarium and you see these fish, how beautiful they are. Says David HaMelech, don't say, Ma enoy shiz kisiz kirena. Don't say what is mankind, because man is the greatest. V'tachsrei ma'at me'elohim. He is just a little below Malachim. And the truth is, Rav Chaim V'lajna discusses that he has the ability to become greater than Malachim. And that's why the Rambam is telling us, look at the Bria. See HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Bria. I remember around 15 years ago, it was around Shavuos time, in the spring. I was going down my steps. And earlier that day, I was looking at the tulips in front of my house. And I was admiring how beautiful they were. Then that evening I was going down the steps, and I passed by the tulips, and I quickly made a 180. I turned around, and I started looking at them. And I see the tulips were closed. Earlier that day, they were open, but at night, tulips closed because they got cold or for whatever reason. No batteries included, nothing there. It's just HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bri, Hashem is saying, look at me. As we said the pasuk earlier, Su'u Moroim Einechem, lift up your eyes, Uru'u, and see me, Vara Eile, who created these? The Zohar HaKadosh says, you take the word me, and take the word Eile, and put them together. And that's the answer to your question of who created these. Su'u Moroim Einechem, lift up your eyes, Uru'u, and see me, Vara Eile, me and Eile is Elokim, is Hashem. What's the kavan in Shulchan Aruch when we say the name Elokim? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Simon Hay in Shulchan Aruch says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Takif Bal HaYecholus U'Bal HaKoychus Kulom Shemashgiach Aleinu Bashkach HaPratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the power, the strong and mighty power, who is watching over every single thing in the world. Su'umar Meinechem. You see the stars, the Rambam tells us, you want to see Hashem? You look at His creation and you'll find Hashem. In conclusion, Rav Tzadik tells us in Tzidkus HaTzadik, Eskuf Nun Dalit, one of the most powerful pieces a person has to live with every single day. And with this, everything we're saying here, he can fight this lack of self-esteem, this feeling of who am I in life. Who are you? You are a person. You are Zois Toiras Adam, says Reb Chaim. Kol Ish Yisrael, Al Yoimer Beliba Chas Shalom, Kimani. Person should never say that. What am I? What is my power? Says Reb Tzadik, HaKoyin of Lublin, in Tzidkos HaTzadik, Kuf Nun Dalid. Kishem Shetzorich Adam Lahamin Bahashem Yisbarach. We have a mitzvah. We have a mitzvah, we have an obligation to believe in Hashem. Kishem shetzorich odom lahamin b'Hashem Yisbarach. The same way a person has to believe in Hashem. Kach tzorich achar kach. So too after he believes in Hashem. He has to believe lahamin b'atzmai. First we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First we believe in Hashem. And after we believe in Hashem, we have to believe in ourselves. We have to believe in ourselves. We have to understand the koyach, the power, the relationship that we have with the whole entire Bria. Al yoimar beliboy chas v'shalom. A person should never say, ki ma'ani u'makoychi lifol b'maseh ha'shvalim. Shum inyan ba'olam. What can I accomplish? Prince should never say that. Rather, says Reb Chaim, Yovin v'yeda v'yikba machshavas liboy shekol protei ma'isov v'diburov machshavosov kol eiz v'rega. Every single aspect of a person accomplishes so much. And that is what he's telling us. The mitzvahs that we do, the tehillim that we say, the davening that we have kavana in, the Torah that we learn is also powerful. And it governs and runs how this world functions. Thank you very much for joining. And I want to thank everyone for reaching out and telling me how these shurim are benefiting you and where you live. If you'd like to do the same, I appreciate that as well. All the best. Kol Tuv. Have a wonderful week.